Sicha gufam. How do you know if somebody comes to you and says, I'll kill you if you don't kill somebody else, maybe you're allowed to kill the other person. The Torah says, v'chayim them, stay alive. So here, how do I stay alive? By killing somebody else. What's wrong with killing somebody else? It's an avera. So by averas, the klal is v'chayim them. The Torah says you have a right to do the avera, to stay alive. So why can't I kill somebody else to stay alive also? How do I know I can't kill somebody to stay alive? It's a hetter akro. The Torah says v'chayim them. And for the Gemara, Svarahi. This is a Svar. We know by own reasoning. The Yahu, the Yos, the Kaimi, the Rava. So, my says somebody came in front of Rava. Omali, he told Rava like this. Omali, Moro, Deroy. My mayor, the head of my city, Rashi says, Moro, Deroy, means Shultan, Shokfar, Shani, Darsham. My mayor, Punkte, mayor, my city told me like this. Katle, Lapalmya. I want you to go kill somebody. Viloy, if you're not going to kill my friend, Katlin, Aloch, I'm going to kill you. That's what the Shultan told this Jew. He told the Yid, I want you to kill another Jew, and if you're not going to kill the other one, I'll kill you. So what did Rav answer him back? Omale niklucho. You have to let yourself be killed. V'loy siktol. And you're not allowed to kill somebody else. You have no right to kill somebody else. And what's the svara? Because my chazis, the doma didoch, sumak tvein. Who tells you, what's your right to say that your blood, the doma didoch, your blood, sumak tvein is more red? In other words, who says that you're more choshev than the other person? Dilma may be doma dehu gavram. The blood of the other person, sumak tvei, is more red than you. He's better than you. So in other words, how do you have a right to kill somebody else? Like, how can you say he's better than you? So since you don't know if he's better than you, therefore you don't have a right to do the aveir. So first of all, the kasha, all the achareinim ask, really there's a mishnah we had on Hurrius, that there's a say that dvarim, who is more choshev than the other? If you find an aveir in Naveda, you have to first give it back to your father, first give it back to your Rebbe, first give it back to a Kohen, a Levi, Yisrael. There's a whole Seidat Dvarim who you have to give kibbutz to first. If somebody, two people are drowning in the ocean, a Talmud Chacham comes first over somebody else. A Rebbe comes first over somebody else. A Kohen comes before a Levi. There's a whole Seidat who is more Choshev, who you have to save more than the other one. So how could the Gemara say so poshut here? My Chazis, who says, let's say you know, you're a Talmud Chacham, and the other guy's a bum. A guy drinks a beer, the imam is rolls in the streets all day. So how could you say to Svara, I can't kill him because he maybe is redder than me. But you know, Klaw, you're redder than him. Like, what's the Gemara Svara really? So we'll see. Rashi really bavons the Shaila. Rashi says, my Chazis the domini doch sumach tvei. Kalema. Whenever Rashi says a kalema means something shver, and Rashi saying kalema, let's think into it. Kalema, you have to say like this. My daitcha, lemishre milsa. Why would you think to say, I have a right to kill the other person? Why should I leave that? Why? Push it. Mishum v'chaybem. The Torah says a cloud, you have to stay alive. V'loy shiyamas bem. In other words, the Torah was giving to us mitzvahs to live. But I must say, we live, the mitzvahs keep us alive. We live because of the Torah and the mitzvahs. The mitzvahs are to keep us alive and not to let us die. So whenever it comes to shiloh of killing ourselves, we don't have to listen to the Torah because the Torah wants us to live. So we're allowed to do the aveirah. So mainly you would say here also, I'm allowed to kill somebody. Of a time of Shadav, what's the reasoning why? Lefi shechaviva nafshon shal Yisrael lefnei amokim. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves a nefesh, loves a person. A Yiddish person, a Yiddish nefesh Hashem loves. Yaisa min ha-mitzvahs. More than doing the mitzvahs, doing the averus. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, like in our Mishnah, it's Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to eat the Chiv Karas. But if you're not according to the poshes, you smell something, and if you don't eat it, you may die. So Hashem says, Tibatel ha-mitzvah, gzuntei, go and eat now. Bima do the averim. V'yichi abi, stay alive. Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants you to be alive more than he wants you to die. That's the klal all over. So beyond the averis, question, should I die? Should I do the avera? Hashem wants you to do the avera and to stay alive. Aval achshav, but in the case of killing somebody, yeshkan yisrael nerag. Here you don't have that svar anymore. Because the manashach and nefesh is going to be taken away. The question, are you going to kill the other person, or are you going to have yourself be killed? But a nefesh is going to be taken away here. V'yaha mitzvah b'teilah. And secondly, you also want to do an avera. So then you have no heter to do the avera. Is lama, why should I say, yeter v'yeni amokim should be good in Hashem's eyes, lav ra mitzvaysav. That here I should have a heter to do the avera. In other words, you want to have a heter to do a maisa riga. There's a lav in the Torah, let's hear it, so you're not allowed to kill. You have to have a heter to kill somebody. Why do you want to say I have a right to kill somebody? Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu likes the fact that I keep my nefesh alive rather than doing the avera. But here, if you do the avera, a nefesh is going to be taken away. So Mamonashach, there's going to be a nefesh taken away here. Is lama yedama chaviva olav yesim idam chaverchi Yisrael. Why do you say you're better than him? In other words, that gives you no right to do an Avera. Like, true, there's a Mishnah, Hurrius, that says there's a Seder, who's more chasher than the other one? And you're not doing an Avera there. There you have three people drowning in the river. You can only save one of them. Who should you go to save? You're not doing any Avera. The question is, who should I save now? There's a mitzvah, a Mishnah, who's more chasher? A Kohen is more chasher than a Levi. A Talmud Chacham is more chasher than him. Your Rebbe is more chasher than him. That's when you're not doing an Avera. Stam, who to care about, there's this one is more chasher. But here you want to do an Avera. It's not only a question, maybe a true, I'm more chashev than him. If the person is a Talmud Chacham, that guy's a bum, raised in the street the whole day, he's a bum, he's not as chashev as he is. But I call upon him, what's your right to do the Avera though? You want to have Heti, you want to have Heti, not to do an Avera of Le Tirzach. All over the Heti, as Hashem says, I would rather you stay alive than not do the Avera. So good, do the Avera. But here you don't have that Svara, because the Monashach, one Nefer, is going to be taken away. So since you don't have the old Svara all over, now there's a Svara who gave you the right to do the Avera. So it's a bit of Dochak in the Gemara, though. Even though the Gemara says the Svara, who says you're redder than him, even though we're saying, really, we know you could be redder than him, but the Svara is, the fact that you're redder, you're a little bit better, doesn't give you a right to do the Avera. That's not the Svara of a Chayvahem. The fact you're a little bit more chasher than him, doesn't give you a right to do the Avera. The only right you have to do the Avera is that Hashem doesn't want anybody to die. Hashem wants you to stay alive. Ah, you have to do an Avera now? Okay, you can do the Avera now. But here that somebody has to go, one nefesh will be taken away, so you don't have that Svar anymore. So Melo, now you have no right to do the Avera. So Svar is, you have no right to go kill somebody. Therefore, you have to let yourself be killed. So that's the Svar by Ritzicha. And how do we know by Gila Royis? That's the Hekesh before we learn now, Naram Arosa, from Ritzicha. And Avodah Zarah, that was the first Svar of Yehavta Shem Mekechom. That sometimes you have to Avodah Hashem, even though you have to give away your nefesh. So that's how we know these three Averas are different. Right. Hahi Uvra, what's that, my pregnant lady? The Archa. She smells some food on Yom Kippur. Trashi Sharech of Yom Kippurim Hoya. Is Osla came with the Rebbe. She came in front of Rebbe. Oh, Malahu. See, the Rebbe told them, Zinu Luchushalo. Go whisper into her, the Yom Kippurahu. Like today's Yom Kippur. Let's try and maybe calm it down. Like, try and talk into it, Yom Kippur. Maybe the Uber were here also, it's Yom Kippur. So Mara says, Luchushalo. They talk a whisper, they told her, today's Yom Kippur, v'ilchisha, and then a chanami. It went away, the desire to eat went away. Shrashi l'chushala, v'ozna, whisper into her ears, shiyom ha-kippurim hu, hayoyim, ulai tuchel esafik, maybe you'll be able to hold yourself back, maybe the type will go away. And it happened, v'ilchisha, shrashi kibla esalachisha, she'aposek uba mitavoset, v'sant Rashi. The kid stopped having his taiva. Mashmi spoke into the ear, the baby inside heard it, today's Yom Kippur, and his taiva also went away. She'aposek uba mitavoset. The baby lost his taiva, and she didn't have to eat. So Rebbe said on this Isha, kori alei on this kid, that beterim erzercho babotin yidatichem. Even before you were born in your mother's stomach, you knew me. In other words, Rebbe saw that this uba is a chash of uba. Mamash, even when he's in the mother's stomach, he listened to Rebbe. He listened, and they told the baby, like, today's Yom Kippur, the baby listens. So Mara says, Taka, Nofik Bnei Rabbi Yochanan. This is where Rabbi Yochanan came out. This is Rabbi Yochanan's mother, when she was pregnant with him, on Yom Kippur. He had a tie of teeth, and they told him, today's Yom Kippur, he stopped eating. He stopped it. So that's, the Terem Ratzorcha, Babot, and Yidaticha. The Mara, another Maestro, the opposite way, a Russia. Hahi Ubra, there was another pregnant lady. The Archa, she also smelled some food on Yom Kippur. Is also came with the Rabbi Chanina. They came in front of Rabbi Chanina. What should we do? The Isha says she has to eat now. She's afraid she'll die if she doesn't eat. Is Amalu. So he also said the same answer. Tell her, Lechushala, go whisper into her ear that today's Yom Kippur, maybe she'll lose a tithe. V'lo yelchisha. And it didn't nothing doing. The baby still had the tithe, still wanted to eat. And Thomas Tamba had to give a teeth on Yom Kippur. Is Kari Leis, Rabbi Chanina said upon this one, about this kid, that Zayru Rishoyim Erechim. That sometimes Rishoyim even come out from the Rechem also. That was Nick of this baby is a Russian.